This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Echo Gecko is brought to you by Fun Kids with the British Ecological Society, advancing ecology and making it count.
Hello, I'm Echo Gecko, a lizard who loves ecology. Everything on Earth is connected one way or another. Ecology helps us understand how. Why don't you join me as we find out more? Today, I'm in a temperate forest. These are common in areas where the temperature's sort of in the middle. Not too hot or not too cold, and where rain falls relatively evenly across the year. Places such as Western and Central Europe, Northeastern Asia, and North America. It's quite dark and damp in here. That's because the leaves on the trees are designed to catch as much sunlight as possible. However, that means they act like giant sunshades for everything underneath. Whilst baby plants find it hard to grow in the shade, mushrooms love it. Fungi of all sorts love the forest floor, and along with the woodlice and worms, do a great job of breaking down old leaves and dead wood to make more food for the trees. Isn't that neat? Here's someone else who likes the forest floor, a mouse. Berries and seeds from the trees make a tasty meal for mice, squirrels, shrews, and other small creatures. Like this blackbird. Birds help spread the seeds from trees and other plants far and wide and out of the shade where they struggle to grow. The clever part is that by eating a berry from that tree, this blackbird doesn't realise he's helping. He just thinks he's having a lovely lunch. Here's what happens. Everyone listening? Right, I'll begin. Birds are attracted to the brightly coloured berries on the tree and gobble them up. When they fly away and poo... poo. They are helping scatter the seeds and pips from the fruit that they've eaten. These fall to the ground, get covered by mud, and slowly germinate and start to grow as a new tree. Uh-oh, that's not such a friendly bird. It's an owl. They're the top predators in most forests and love small animals for their dinner. That mouse has run for it, and I'm joining him. Ah, it's seen me! It seems that owl fancies having a lizard for lunch. See you next time, I hope.
Eco bite. Closer to home, did you know you can see ecology in action in the hedgerows near you? The hedges in your garden are often very different to the hedges that crisscross the countryside. Garden hedges are more likely to be made up of one or two plant species, but ancient hedgerows can have dozens of plants knitted together. They provide a home for a wide variety of insects and animals in and around them. If there is a hedge near your house, why not have a close look and see how many different types of plant you can find? Do you think it is an old hedge or a newer one? Join us again next time when we find out more about ecology on Fun Kids. Echo Gecko is brought to you by Fun Kids with the British Ecological Society, advancing ecology and making it count.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.